بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترك همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Here is a part of the speech delivered on March 21, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of Nowruz. I deem it necessary to raise two essential points which are related to knowledge-based companies. One point is that we do have knowledge-based companies, but they must increase in number. The second point is that we are able to do this. At present, we have a little less than 7,000 knowledge-based companies. There are around 6,600 to 6,700 knowledge-based companies in the country. And out of these, around 4,500 companies are production companies. The rest do the public work and the like. These companies create about 300,000 direct jobs. This is a noteworthy number. Of course, the people whom I asked and who provided answers said that it is more than 300,000 jobs. They guess that they have created about 320,000 direct jobs in the year 1400. Indirect jobs are much more than this. I ask them, how many more of these companies can be established in the year 1401? And they answered that 30% maximum. I'm not satisfied. I believe that 30% is not a desirable percentage for the country as it cannot satisfy the needs of the country. I expect officials to increase them by 100%. In other words, the companies should double in number, as a result of which 300,000 direct jobs will turn into 600,000 direct jobs in the year 1401. At present, we have a little less than 7,000 knowledge-based companies. There are around 6,600 to 6,700 knowledge-based companies in the country. And out of these, around 4,500 companies are production companies. The rest do the public work and the like. These companies create about 300,000 direct jobs. This is a noteworthy number. Of course, the people whom I asked and who provided answers said that it is more than 300,000 jobs. They guess that they have created about 320,000 direct jobs in the year 1400. Indirect jobs are much more than this. I ask them, how many more of these companies can be established in the year 1401? And they answered that 30% maximum. I'm not satisfied. I believe that 30% is not a desirable percentage for the country as it cannot satisfy the needs of the country. I expect officials to increase them by 100%. In other words, the companies should double in number, as a result of which 300,000 direct jobs will turn into 600,000 direct jobs in the year 1401. Of course, this should not cause us to establish a company and name it a knowledge-based company while it is not really knowledge-based. No, we should really establish knowledge-based companies. Our officials should show determination and make it happen, particularly in sectors which lag behind others, such as the agricultural sector, as previously mentioned. Knowledge-based companies working in agriculture comprise 4% of the knowledge-based companies. Only 4% of them work in agriculture, despite the fact that the agriculture sector is of such importance. As I mentioned before, agriculture is important. So is livestock. The country must definitely achieve complete security and self-sufficiency in basic food products. We must achieve self-sufficiency in the supply of wheat and animal feed, corn, barley, and the like, and the main ingredients for the production of oil. We must certainly achieve self-sufficiency in the production of corn, barley, and the rest of products, which are referred to as basic products. And it is possible to do so.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The country is large and there is ample ground for work. We have fertile plains in different parts of the country. A few years ago, I encouraged officials to do something in Khuzestan. It was done to some extent in Khuzestan, Ilam and Sistan. Of course, it was not done to the extent that had been promised, but it was good anyway. This can be developed, this can be done. We have fertile plains and they must be utilized for the supply of basic products. Let me mention that once the Honorable President Mr. Raisi said to me in one of his foreign trips, the officials of that country said that they would buy watermelon, tomatoes and the like in whatever numbers we produce. Mr. Raisi said to them, but you yourselves have good lands, water and so many agricultural resources. You have fertile lands. Why do you want to buy watermelon and tomatoes from us? One of the officials answered, we do not use those lands for tomatoes and watermelon. Rather, they are used for the production of wheat, corn, and forage. This is correct. Of course, I'm not saying that we must not plant watermelon, vegetable, tomatoes, and the like. All these are necessary, but we must primarily dedicate the resources that exist in the country to important and basic food products and other fundamental goods. We must be able to produce as much as possible in these areas.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for